What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic
and Jasmine.
Yes, sir. We're back with another episode. Thank you so much for the love. We've had so many amazing guests, Bella and Ray Black in the building.
Honestly, like, both such amazing guests. Yeah. Like, we've had so many amazing guests, but it felt like, you know, like, it felt like we had a third member.
Yeah, my brother asked me, he said, did you know Ray Black before? I was like, are you being serious? He was like, yeah, it felt like you guys knew each other. And I was like, no, first time meeting.
Yeah, literally. It just felt like, yeah, that girl needs a podcast. Yeah, oh my gosh.
I know.
But I don't think we can do today's episode because I've been really, really wanting to talk about this. Do you know what it is?
No.
Blue Therapy.
Wow, really? You watched it?
Yeah, and I'm surprised myself.
You watched the latest episode?
Hold on. Episode 3's out. No, yesterday I had a bit of gin. So when I went to bed, I went straight to bed.
Oh, wow. You had gin?
Yeah. I'm a gin babe now. And
me
I never
too.
Thought it.
I think I am.
Remember when we went out? I think it was for Gina's birthday. And one of our friends had gin and tonic and we tasted it.
Oh.
And I was like, what is this hell?
Oh, yeah. I think I had that on video of you saying that. Yeah.
I was like, what is this garbage?
I like gin, but not with gin and tonic. I like it with other stuff. Do you know when Tutus came on?
Yeah,
I think they brought me in, you know.
No, they did. They absolutely did. Because now, when I go to people's houses and stuff, I'm like, can I have gin with apple juice?
When I have my house.
And no one else has it.
I'll have a gin for you. Jazz's gin.
Do you? Oh, thank you.
Like when I have my, I'll have Jazz's gin for you.
And the apple juice as well. Because people have the gin, but they don't have the apple juice.
Don't worry, I'll go shop and get your apple juice. You bring your own.
Don't worry.
Why don't you bring your own apple juice? When I can't even bring the apple juice. Fucking 9p.
That's actually a drag.
I was actually reflecting on our guests having tattoos. Do you know how funny they are?
They are hilarious.
No, but I was looking back at the video. Yeah.
I was crying literally from beginning to end. I was like, listen, what they're saying here, it's like they don't even try to be funny.
I know.
But I'm laughing.
Both of them. Yeah. So I was looking back when Nana was like, yeah, I'm paying this a month. Like, I think it was the video because their facial reaction was too funny.
Yeah.
And Ro was like, boy, I'm getting bumped.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, there's no way that these two can be this funny. There's no way.
It was when she didn't want to reveal what she was paying everybody.
Drink to...
And she said she had a whole iPhone. What? Was it iPhone 8?
Don't be rude now. Please, ma'am. Ma'am, please. Because I'll drag
you. She was paying more than both of us. And we had the newer phones.
It's not easy in these streets. It's really not easy. It's not easy, man. It's not easy in these streets.
Oh, I'm finished.
Yeah.
So, Blue Therapy.
Yeah.
Whether it's
what
real
are you
or
saying,
not.
Jazz?
Okay. I don't want to debate whether it's real or not.
Yeah,
but,
let's forget about that.
But I need to talk about this. I have my theorem on whether on whether it's real or not. And I, do you know the point where I'm like, okay, this can't be real. Do you know the bit where?
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to a voice note from my dad, but I'm listening.
No, it's okay. Remember the bit where they said, what did they say? You've changed. Do you know what I'm gonna say?
Yeah.
You used to think that WizKid was the best.
Yeah. Is this really a
stick of contention for you lot? Like, is this real? That is genuinely the bit where I was like, this can't be real. You're basically saying that I've changed because now I prefer WizKid over Burna Boy. And before, it used to be Burna Boy over WizKid.
So now, this is the beginning of our marital issues.
So now you can't change your mind. You can't change your mind.
For some people, it might be that. That's probably what the
breaking point.
The fact that you're the biggest Afrobeats artist has now changed. Yeah, I just think that show is ridiculous. But it's good entertainment for me. I find it. Yeah. I just need something. It's good because, you know, after work, I find it so hard to de-stress.
Yeah.
So having something like that to look forward to is good, you know.
No, definitely.
However, Paul is mad. Yeah. And I have a strong inkling that it's fake because who is going to do therapy in front of a TV?
Yeah.
And
say this is staying in the room between us. This is staying between us.
Okay.
And it's literally been recorded and posted on YouTube.
On Trend Central, the same place that make Backchat and ZZ Mill Show.
And the World Wide Webs.
Okay. Right. And they have the same therapist. And they're wearing the same clothes.
Listen.
How long is the
listen,
session? Okay, cool.
Can you stop doing your eyes?
Also, why did the two boys walk at the same time? This is given love and hips.
Yes.
It's given love and hips. It's giving love and hips. It's giving.
For those. Sometimes, like, I wish we had a fly on the wall. I'm sorry. We might need to bring a vlogging camera. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah,
we can afford to pay Brenna every week. But we can bring a vlogging camera sometimes. But you lot need to have seen what Vic just did. She put it to her hips, y'all.
But it's giving.
It is giving.
Blue therapy
very,
is giving
very
love
much,
and hips.
It's given a lot of scripting. Mm. A little of scriptation. Mm.
And also, it's just like sometimes I feel like they come off scripts. Like, she almost said to the therapist, that's kind of why I wanted to see. I was like, kind of why I wanted to see you?
Mm.
What do you mean kind of? Like, some of the things weren't making sense. And when Jamal said, oh, this is her first relationship, in the first episode, she said, this is my first relationship.
Yeah.
So in the second episode, when she's going, oh, you really going
yeah,
there?
Yeah, you're really... Since I'm like, you went but you there, already told us this. So what's going on? Where's the continuation person? Because someone's not doing their job.
Yeah. Just so the research is not following through. Yeah.
Someone's not making sure
the
continuum is tight.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, and also, yeah, it's giving love and hips. And yeah. Paul, when he does his fingers and he sharpens his suit, is giving shiny suit.
I just don't believe that someone can be that rude and obnoxious.
You're not so hilarious. Okay, I think it's fake, but it's great TV.
Yeah.
However, people are siding with Paul. People
scary.
People are being like, Paul's right because da 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 da. And I was like,
streets are scary. What?
I can't lie. In the latest episode, Choma's a bit mad. Yeah. Choma basically implies that Paul is doing incest with his sister.
Fuck off.
Like, go and marry your sister then. She's like, their relationship's a bit... I was like, no.
Okay, they're really going there.
Okay, let's talk about Deborah.
Okay.
She's giving
babes.
City girls.
Babes, listen.
She's giving city girls to the motherfucking world.
I like your energy.
Do you actually?
I like your... no. What's it? It's not energy. It's ambition. That's it. I like your ambition. I appreciate. And I feel like a lot of our young girls coming up, they need to hear a bit of this. Just a tiny bit.
Okay.
Gas them up a little bit. Because I understand, like, the society's got us effed up.
Mm.
Society wants us to be independent women with nothing to show for it. We're not getting anything in return.
Mm.
So I get it. Mm. I love your ambition.
Mm.
I love your drive.
Mm.
But I'm not feeling the execution.
Okay.
I'm not feeling it.
Okay.
Because it's a bit... Listen, my man is trying to save for a house.
No, please don't piss
a whole
me off.
Home.
Please don't piss
He wants
me
to
off.
Keep you warm at night. And you're talking about Prada bag.
Oh, God.
There's levels.
There actually is levels.
There's actually levels. He actually said you don't have to worry about shelter.
No, but you're so funny. He's not even asking you to put down a deposit.
He's not even saying. And also, all he did is say, do you even save?
Just please.
And the way I've never seen someone get triggered like that.
There's no savings in that bank, girl.
There's
no offense because I know savings is
remember
fine,
a few episodes ago we talked about going into overdraft for bag. She's going into overdraft.
She's going into overdraft. And that's all right.
It's all right. Because
that's all right. Live your
it
life.
Happens to the best of us.
It happens to the best of us. Don't use Clara. Clara, sorry. Gets that campaign. I just want us to.
I think every time you say that name, you call them Clara first.
No free promo.
He's not even asking you to bring your income.
No. Nope.
Because you know when you buy a house, you use somebody's income, that can boost you.
Yeah.
You can go from 2 bed to 5. He's not even asking you to bring your income. He's not asking you to put deposit. Mm. He's just saying, babe, hold on for the Chanel. Hold on.
Yeah.
Put you on hold. Hammer, put you on. Sorry, Trunk said we should not even be singing that anymore.
What?
Yeah.
He said we can't sing anymore.
Trunk's quit music.
But that's my favorite.
And he doesn't even want us, because you know, he's taking his religion seriously. It's haram. So he's basically saying, listen, guys, don't even stream it. I think we can sing it.
Ah, okay. Can you delete off Spotify?
No, please delete it, Trunks, because.
Please.
Vibranium.
Oh, no.
I know.
I'm upset. Because I actually put love you that on. Is that Philly's bit? Hopefully, that's Philly's bit.
Nah, bro. That's Chance's bit.
What about the.
Put it on.
Is that Philly or Chunks?
That's Chunks. Sorry, Jazz.
Oh, no. Now the song is playing in my head.
Oh, shit.
I know. I'm sorry, Chunks.
Yeah, sorry, Chunks. We'll stop.
Yeah.
I've read his move, though. He was saying some stuff, though. He was saying how, like, people offered him 7-figure deals to make music. And he was just like, no, it's not my religion. Like, I really don't. Because he doesn't feel comfortable promoting it. He said, even hold. He didn't feel comfortable. And I was like, do you know what?
Bless him.
And I said to my friend,
Fair enough.
I said to my friend, you know what? Me and God, I'm going to have to sign that paper. I'm so sorry, God. Do you know what? I'll give Pastor a range. I'm going to have to sign it. Because... if I see, I don't know.
If we see 7 figures on a contract.
God's going to have to understand for me. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, but one day I'm going to experience that. One day, in Jesus' name.
You will.
I'm going to see a piece of paper with my name on it and 7 figures.
Yeah, you will.
And a dotted line as well. Yep. And hopefully that's it.
Yeah.
Hopefully nothing more is required.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's the bare minimum work. Amen. Like Rory and Mal. Sorry, that was so rude. Oh my God.
That was rude.
Oh,
that,
sorry.
That was unnecessary.
Jesus Christ.
That was very... Sorry. That was violent.
Sorry. No. Because I don't believe that Rory and Mal were unnecessary. No. I'm not a joke about it. No. I don't mean that. I mean, like, from what I heard, the girls are saying apparently they're getting 50K a week.
A week.
To record a pot. Just, if I got 50K a month to record the podcast.
I'm sorry. You lot...
But I believe it. Do you know what I believe it? Because what's his name? What's the Donnie's name?
Joe.
Rogan.
Yeah.
Was getting how much again? Remind us.
True. 100 million.
So they probably were getting 50K.
Yeah.
Just if I was getting that. I'll put you on hold. I'm going to put you on. I will never put you on hold. You come with me, bro.
Amen. But listen, for 50K a week, if I was Rory and Mel, I would even be on that episode where Joe fired me.
I'm present.
I'm there.
I'm collecting my check for that week.
Yes.
I'm never calling sick.
Never.
Wow. Yeah.
They went on strike for 6 weeks. Are you crazy?
They went on strike for 6 weeks. Like, don't piss me off. They
and he brought in 2 other people.
I don't know.
And at first, apparently, the first week. do you know, like, when like I was deep in it, I was like, I would actually feel sick.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, God forbid, me and you had a disagreement. And I'm like, I'm going on strike for six weeks or whatever. And then you brought in someone else.
Mm.
And then the first week, everyone's like, boo to this new person. I'm like, yeah. Then the next week, they're like, oh, actually, this new person's all right. And then I would scream.
I'll make an anonymous account.
Do you know the way I'd be banging on Brent's door?
Let me in!
The way you would come in at 11 o'clock and I'm already sitting there.
I'm like, yeah.
I'm ready.
Nah, that's mad. Yeah, everyone's talking about it. I kind of used to listen to the... No, but kind of. Are you... I don't know if I listen to... I wouldn't say I listen to Joe Bonner's podcast. I listen to episodes here and there.
Mm.
I used to listen to it before I knew that he was mad. Mm. Before I knew he was really mad.
Yeah.
And I used to think it was good because of how he stood by the industry. And like, I was like, oh, man, he gave a lot of tea. This man's... He's crazy, you know?
No problem.
But we've been knowing he's been crazy.
Mm.
So, like, when he did the craziness, he fired his friends. Everyone's like, oh, my God, he's crazy. But it's like, you've been known.
You lot knew this.
So...
Did you even see that tweet about a boy that said, I stick through the domestic abuse.
Okay.
And what else? Something else. Oh, the drug abuse as well.
But now you crossed the line.
Now you crossed the line. And I'm like, because he fired his friends. Like, I think we need to talk about priorities.
Also, I'm not trying to side with Joe Biden because Mans is mad, but wow, I said, but oh my God. No. I do think when we do partnerships with friends, we have to be very clear where everybody stands.
Like,
absolutely.
Me and Jazz own black girls sleeping.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know how blessed we are? Blessed.
Like, it wasn't a case like Vic started it or Jazz started it and then found Vic later on. We both own it.
Yeah.
We both are hosts. Mm. We both are editors. We both are hosts. We're both producers.
Yeah.
We both own all the social media channels. Mm. So it's not a case of someone owns something. Nobody has a hierarchy.
Yeah.
That is so important when you do business with a friend. Because some shows, some TV shows, some podcasts, some mediums, even some pop groups, someone has a trademark and others are just entertainers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I really, really mean this, guys. Like, there's some places where there's a Beyonce, and I really mean there's a Beyonce, and the rest are contributors.
Yeah, the others are employees.
Yes. Oh, that's the key word, employees.
Employees. Yeah. Yeah.
So when you need to get that sorted ASAP, because you don't want to get to a stage where Rory and Matt are saying to Joe Budden, oh, why go on for the Spotify contract? Can we see the digits? And they're like, and Joe's like, well, you're employees, so why would you be seeing the digits? Mm. Mm-hmm. Because why would your employees be seeing the contract?
Yes.
But because of, he's allowed them to think you're my friend. But do you know what's so mad? On those episodes talking about Spotify deals and blah, 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 when he was going off, was he not encouraging Rory and Mal to slag off on Spotify?
Yeah. Meanwhile, they didn't even know what they were slagging off.
No wonder Spotify didn't comment. Everybody's thinking, you idiots. Have you even seen the contract they're talking about self? Have you even seen this contract?
No, but this
Oh my God.
But this is like, for me, this whole situation, like, it really put me through a run because I was just like, I get, obviously, Joe Budden is his own brand and whatever. Mm. Like, I'm kind of torn in a sense of, I get why you would say, this is my thing, or I started it. Because he technically did. Mm-hmm. He did start it. And obviously, my belly. And he and Mal were
friends
for years, literally decades. He met Rory in 2014. Mm. In 2015 is when Rory actually joined the podcast. Mm-hmm.
When you say join the podcast, is it not friends, Brent, but is it kind of like how Brent joined Meet Us After Seven? Like, not how Brent joined, but like, it's like how Brent's like a kind of contributing guest sometimes.
I can't wait until we can ask about this.
Oh, yeah, we're going on their podcast scene. Yeah, we'll ask.
But yeah, so I don't get.
Is it like that?
Yeah, I don't know what the agreements were or was, but I'm guessing that at that point, Joe was thinking, Rory, you're not even my guy like that. I've only known you for a year. You're good on the pod. People like you, so continue to come in it.
See, you need to get I'm telling you, don't be afraid to say, like, to your friend, what is my participation fee? Because I can see that you're getting sponsored by Spotify.
Yes.
So why am I coming in for free?
And this is what I mean. So I'm guessing that when Mal and Rory first joined, it was more of a case of, you know, we're happy to be here and you give us money. That's probably what they were happy with at the time. But obviously, as time has gone on and, like, it's become more of a staple, it's become the three of them, innit? Mm. Yes, Joe Budden is still the name. Mm. It's still called Joe Budden Podcast. But, you're too
important.
Yeah, they're still important to the story, to the discussion and all of that. So as time has gone on, I feel like you need to start putting respect on their name, especially as your friends. You would be like, okay, it is my thing, but whether you want to say, okay, I want to give you a percentage of it, or this is what I'm going to pay you, are you okay with that? Obviously, but we don't know the ins and outs.
They're getting 50 bags.
Yeah, I know. So
call me Rory or call me Mal, because I don't mind.
50 bags. But that's probably what Joe is thinking. Joe is thinking, like, literally, I'm paying you 50 grand a week and you're auditing me.
God. We might be wrong about this figure.
Yeah.
I hope to God we are, because you pay me 50 grand a month.
Even if it's 50 grand for the two of them, 50 grand a month for the two of them, that's 200K a month. Chaz, 50, that's 100K each a month.
50K. Salary. I would even happy. I'll be happy with that salary. A year. A year. A year. Talk less of a week. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh God,
so it's like in that respect, I get where Joe is coming from. Obviously, they were accepting of this arrangement, and then obviously for them to flip it and be like,
yeah. Do you know, if they probably heard, they probably saw something.
Yeah, that's what I think. Industry. That's what I think.
This industry is mad, boy. And I say that like I'm in it.
Yeah,
me and Justice mind our business. You know,
it's true. It's very true. We just mind our business, try to, you know, enjoy the pod, try to give you guys something to enjoy.
But like, it makes me think how money changes everything.
Oh,
Drake says that all the time.
Absolutely. Drake was not lying. Drake was telling the truth.
Is that how we're going to be from 50K?
But this is why I'm saying, like, it's so important. It's so important that we ground each other, because, okay, what I do know for sure is that if I ever get money, stop me from getting a BBL. Because if I get the BBL, that's when I might change.
Wow.
The money won't change me, the BBL will.
I've never heard truer words in my whole entire life. Have you seen that TikTok meme of how people change when they have BBL?
I think I sent it to you the other day. I was like, I'm dying because this would be me.
It's basically people who don't have BBL pretending to have BBL and being like, this is how people drink with BBL. This is how people shake their hair. Even one girl had a hijab and said, this is how girls with, hijabis do BBL. I said, all of you, every single one of you lot are mad. You lot are mad. Also, happy Ramadan. Eid Mubarak to you
Eid
lot.
Eid Mubarak, guys.
Turn up, my homies. Get litty.
Turn up.
Hope you guys enjoyed
17th of May, and that is coming. Yeah, you lot can enjoy the restaurants and that.
Exactly. You guys can enjoy real turn up for reals.
For reals.
Yeah. Okay, no BBL. Hold you accountable, mate. I will do that.
Please do that.
With me. What would I do? The thing is, yeah, I said this the other day. I really see money so... I said this the other day to my friend. I was like, I don't think money would bring me... Actually, no, it would bring me happiness. Yeah. I don't think money would change me. However, if I saw the money, maybe. If I was presented with the money, maybe it would change me.
Yeah. I think...
I don't know. I think...
I pray to God and I can't see money changing me. But obviously, I just feel like I've seen it change so many other people that makes me so different? Do you know what I mean?
I've seen it change people and it's scary.
Scary.
But I'm talking like money. Yeah. Because you feel like... But that's the thing. I don't want money to ever make me feel like I'm above people. Because I've met some celebrities that are so lovely.
Yeah.
And it makes me think... Maybe money
There's
isn't,
hope, yeah.
Yeah, like these celebrities are very like normal human beings.
And then that's what I also think. I think, is it the money or is it the people lifestyle. Around them?
Yeah.
Is it the lifestyle that changes people?
The thing is, inevitably, it will change you because you'll be a different class.
Yeah.
You will have a different kind of privilege. You will be able to move in a way in society that is just different.
So financial freedom. If financial freedom doesn't change you, then I'm so sorry. Financial freedom has to change you in some way, shape, or form.
You know what, Jazz? I still think I'll be a scoundrel. I know me. I think you know it as well.
I secretly do.
I think I would. I still think I'll drive like... Because the thing about me is...
The thing is, it's like, I feel like... Your home will be beautiful. You'll have the most beautiful home. Where you lay your head, it's going to be amazing. But as for everything else, I think it's going to say, I'll actually be okay.
Yeah.
Like, I can see that being your mantra. I'll be okay with this, you know. Because like, it's fine.
Ever since I was 18 and I've gone up by salary, I've still lived the same life. I don't know if this is because I live at home. And I don't have, maybe it's because I don't have a car. Maybe it's because I don't have like responsibilities. But everything is the same. I still wear Vans.
But it's good. But honestly, that is how you save money.
Yeah, no, it is how you save money.
Yeah, if you jump up in salary, but you maintain the same lifestyle as before you jump salary, you're onto a winner.
But I don't, when I jump salary though, And even when it's been high,
yeah,
I still don't see that as man's made it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all, I'll be honest with you, like, when I made it. When I reach that six figure, I've made it. Yeah. Like, when I reach 80, they say 81K in this country is you're in the 1%
percentile. Yeah.
I'm not even touching there, but God willing.
God willing.
I know we should.
Amen.
I know
amen.
People be like, oh, you fucking capitalist whore. I'm so sorry. I got to be because.
Yeah.
I know it's wrong.
Listen.
But I got to provide for my kids.
Yep. I've literally, on the last year, I feel like I've come on a journey where it's like, I've accepted the fact that I actually don't want to work. I'm actually happy to be a housewife.
Really?
Yep, I'm happy to be a housewife and be looked after and be pretty at home. Equally, until that point, I need to be making the shmoney. And it's not by any means possible. I think that's the important thing. Don't make it a by any means possible thing, but I need to set myself a goal. And to me, my goal has to be 60, my goal is £60,000 a year and above. That is my goal. And that's the point where I feel like I can begin to start setting down some real foundations. For me, I see £60,000 a year as maybe the average Londoner's wage for two people. So obviously I'm by myself, so I need to be making double. So that's kind of where I've set myself as a goal. If I can manage that by myself, then I'll be content.
Do you know what I've realized? I feel like, I don't know if I'm just being so average. If I was on 60 for like the rest of my life, I think I'll be all right. I'll be more than okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's because of the lifestyle. Feel like I don't change. Like, maybe if I was on that, maybe I could start introducing a bit some Louis V and, you know, Chanel and some, you know, Fendi and some Gucci and some Givenchy.
And the bloated bag.
Coach. Maybe I could start introducing the Tom Ford, Jackie Campbell's. Maybe. But I don't know, man. There's something, I swear to God, there's something in me that goes, what if the money don't go on tomorrow? When I got made redundant, I was like, this is why I don't move mad.
But at the same time,
I was thinking I should have moved mad, because if I bought that Gucci bag when I said I was going to buy the Gucci bag, not only would I have that Gucci bag, if I was in dire need, I would have been able to sell that Gucci bag.
Yeah.
So sometimes I do feel like that, but I don't think I'm ready yet to start living my life like a real golden, like living my life like that yet.
Yeah.
I want to though, but I think I'm a bit scared to spend money on stuff. The biggest money I've spent on something is my Invisalign.
Wow.
That's $2,900, something like that. I just paid it outright. I didn't want another direct debit.
You paid it? This girl is a bowler.
I'm a boss ass bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch. Beat me or Scotty's back on the charts. I paid it all right, just like that, because I got it like that. I don't got it like that. When I paid it, No, do you know what? I was avoiding the dentist. No, because when they quoted me, I was avoiding the dentist, So the dentist knows he's like one of my closest friends in my town. One of my closest friends, she's going to the dentist as well. So when she went, they said, yo, can you ping Vic? Because she's not...
I'm finished.
Like, my friend called me. He was like, Vic, like, why are you not going to the dentist? Like, why are you avoiding... I said, it's the money. The money! When I pay that money, I said, wow. But yeah.
We thank God. But you know what? It's a blessing to be in that position. It's a blessing to be in 100%. A position where...
That I could just pay... Yeah. If I moved that, I probably would never have been able to be in that position. No way, Jose. But I don't like doing direct debits when I don't have to do direct debits. I could have done it, but if I didn't have to,
It's better that way anyway, especially like if you're getting to the point where, you know, you want to do certain things in life, start getting a mortgage and stuff, like you need to cut down the debits because they be looking,
boy. Nicki Minaj, the Habajuku Barbie. Nicki Lewinsky, Linky the Barbie, is back. with Beam Me Up Scotty from 2009. it's a 12-year anniversary. She put it back for us. She gave us some new songs. Just so happy that she's back. She said on, was it Boss Ass Bitch or Itty Bitty? I can't remember one of the songs, but she said, what did she say, Jazz? I said it at the beginning of the recording before we recorded.
Rule number two or something.
No. She said, I came back, bitch is still boring. I gave them time to get hot. And she said this 12 years ago. And still nobody's come for that crown. Wow. It's mad. Because not a lot of people can do that. Mm. She really, like, when she really meant it, when she said these bitches is my sons.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki, shout out to Nikki from BBC Three. Nikki, if you don't know Nikki, she interviewed Leanne from Little Mix recently. Shout out to Nikki, love you, Nikki. Nikki said, Nicki Minaj went to get a real son to tell you lot that you bitches is still my sons.
That's jokes.
I said, God damn it. Soulja Boy had to let us know that he was the one behind the, what song was it again? That he had to let us know.
Oh, here we go, buddy.
I can't, what song did Soulja Boy produce? I don't think it was Boss Ass Bitch. I think it was Boss Ass Bitch. I'm not too sure. But he had to let us know that he produced one of the songs.
So
I didn't even know that he was really about it like that.
No, Soulja Boy, I'll be honest, the guy is talented.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily in the raps, but the guy can make music.
She make it clap, clap, clap. 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 She make it do, na, 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 na. So when Nikki went on live, no, Nikki went on Clubhouse.
Did she?
Yeah, she went on Clubhouse with the Bobs. And it was really cute because she was saying how Drake got her out of her writer's block. Really, really cute.
Aww.
And you know, she's Trinidadian. And she said that Drake told her to get on some Caribbean beats. I said, okay, can you
mind your business can as well?
And she said that he's our honorary Caribbean brother. Said, so it's even you that's been gassing him. I knew it.
Of course. No. What song is it? No, and I'm going to find it. Do you know why? Because Drake pissed me off with a... That's it. It's actually the song with Soulja Boy called Nigga We Made It. That song, yeah?
Oh, love that song.
What did Drake say on that track? And I was like... You need to be punished.
Oh, God.
He said, sell off the thing. I'm a king in Jamaica. I said, okay. I said, you need to be punished. And whoever gassed you needs to be punished.
That's Nikki. Nikki, I know Nikki did. Because she said honorary Caribbean brother. I said, and when they were on Instagram Live, she said, he was like, I'm on the streets. She was like, yeah. She was like, you're on the Bamba Clark streets. And he was like, him too. He said, I'm on the Bamba Clark. I said, No. I'm not gonna lie though. If Drake was here, I'll be guessing him. I'll tell him he's Yoruba.
Oh my God.
I'll call him Femi.
I'd
guess him. I want to hold him.
I love
how he gives people love. Like when he was gassing up Nikki, he was like, nobody doing like you. I was like, this is facts.
Imagine him saying that about Black Girls Living. Be like, no one's doing it like you, Black Girls Living.
Who's incentivizing you? I'm joking. I'm like, facts, man, facts, nigga, with facts.
No one's doing it like you, too, Drake.
If you saw what Jess just did with her, she knows this girl would be flirting with Drake, like, no one's doing it like you, Drake. I'm like, I'm not going to lie, Drake. Are you telling me the truth? Because it seems like sometimes you're begging it with a lot. I'm joking. I don't really think Drake's a
baby. I'd be like, if you're really about it, give us some of your gums.
What?
Let's do a collab.
No. Hold the gums. Give me some fucking money. Open your goddamn purse. So we went to
guys' plans.
When we said last week, Jasmine said last week that there was a girl that said that she's not attracted to Drake, so she'll be stealing from Drake's wardrobe. So some girl, I put these clips on TikTok, and some girl said, "I'm running through the nigga house like a Tomb Raider." who sings that? And Meg.
Oh yes, yeah. I think it's Meg. Or is it City Girls? It's one of them.
No, I don't think it's City Girls. Sorry. No, Sea Girls are good, but they're not.
Listen, what the Sea Girls have called?
Please, I don't want to come to Sea Girls.
Don't know what they're called.
Yes or no?
I think they're just called Sea Girls,
I think they could be dangerous.
I think
let's not today.
I can say dangerous.
Because the barbs came for us when I clipped the Ray Black thing on TikTok.
Yes.
The barbs flew.
Oh my gosh.
The
listen.
Beehive were calm, but the barb said.
The beehive were reasonable. The beehive were even like, I'm glad that you could laugh about it. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. But the barbs, they said, that's what you get.
I'm so happy.
They said you wasn't thinking straight.
Yeah, they did.
And we had to straighten it out.
Mm-hmm. They did say that. I love how, so when I was listening on Clubhouse, I love how the barbs actually collect Nikki. They actually collect her. They actually drag her. Like she was like, yeah, my little baby, he's got an attitude. And they were like, but why do you think? I was like, they really collected this woman, you know? I love that. I love that she has that rapport with them. Like she said that she was going to jump on the song. I can't remember what song it was. Santana, I can't remember. And no. They were like, what song would you love to jump on? She said, Santana, I can't remember what song it was now.
Mm.
And they were like, yes. And she was like, hold on. I didn't say I was jumping on anything.
Yeah.
Like before y'all started taking this to the blogs. I didn't say that shit.
Mm.
I just love how she is with her fans. Like, I take it back a few weeks ago, I said that, does she know you? She does know these fans.
Yeah, she does.
No, I can tell she really, really does know these fans. I think she's really cute.
Mm.
I just love Nicki Minaj. I love that
she brought the, well, obviously, Crocs were coming back in fashion anyway.
Do you like Crocs? Do you have a pair?
I don't have a pair, but now I'm thinking to get a pair.
Is it
my mom was on this wave, like, way back when. You know, like, when they were really, really ugly.
But your mom's a cool mom, so what is going on?
No, but, like, my mom, it's like, you know when she was like, these are hideous, but they're so comfortable. I don't mind. But it was like slippers that, you know, she would wear when she was gardening, going out.
I thought it was gardening shoes.
Like that. Yeah. Going to Sainsbury's, stuff like that, she would wear them. Mm. She still has them. She's got a new
pair. Headed the trend.
Yeah, and now they're coming into fashion.
Nicki Minaj has made them sell out.
And I want a pair now.
Okay.
And I'm worried
that it might turn into an obsession.
Yeah, that where they were £40 before,
it's going to be 80.
It's now going to be 80.
Do you know they weren't even 40 before? They used to be £21.
Yeah, they used to be cheap.
Nicki wore a pink and blue one.
Mm.
Pink on left. Blue on right, and I think that's going to be the trend.
I don't want to see that in everyday life.
You will see that at DTL.
I don't.
Is it DTL or
DLT?
You will see that there.
I don't want to see.
You will.
It.
Yeah, you will.
It works in pictures, but not in real life.
You will see that. You will see that.
I'm upset.
Okay, but you like the fake Yeezys.
I do. I love them.
I don't know why I said fake Yeezys. That was very rude and unnecessary.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I can accept it. Because when I looked at the price of the real ones, I said absolutely not.
I would never, if I found out you paid for the real ones.
I said absolutely not.
I'll actually come to your house and return on your behalf. Please go and get that. I sent you the link.
Yeah, you did.
So go get the £14 one.
I will.
Please.
I will.
Did you get it in the end or are you still
thinking? No, I got to wait till I get paid and then I'll get them. But like, I love them.
I don't know why you girls even bother at this point. Like... Give it up.
You actually need to stop.
I love her so much. Like, I just... Yeah. Nicki Minaj.
Mm.
Nicki Minaj. Like, I just love that YMCB era. Like, with Drake, Young Money.
Mm.
Yeah, it's cute. Cute, cute,
also,
cute, cute,
Vic, cute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a random question, but I only say it because I'm editing this week, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But... what do you think is better?
Mm.
Obviously, sex.
Mm-hmm.
Or the feeling
mm-hmm.
when you schedule the podcast to go out?
Sex. Wow, that took me a long time to even get to you.
Yeah. Because
sometimes the feeling is so good when you're done.
What do they call it?
Endorphins.
Endorphins.
Yeah, it...
I think it's called endorphins.
It feels like handing an assignment.
Yes. That's what it feels like.
Every week.
Yes, every week. Every week.
And sometimes when I edit, as soon as Brent sends it to me, it feels like doing an assignment early.
Yes.
Mm.
The endorphins are higher.
Yeah.
I honestly think that feeling is better than sex. It's like,
wow.
I am on a high.
Mm.
When I hit that schedule and save,
it's like such relief. It's like, oh.
Oh,
it's good. I can't lie.
And then closing the laptop.
Yeah, because the laptop's burning. You know that Jennifer burning hot, burning her for you, baby.
Oh.
That's what my laptop is saying to me when I'm editing Jesus. And then when I make the TikToks, My laptop is like, we are fire! Yeah. Honestly, I feel that.
And I know anyone listening that has a pod.
Or if you do YouTube.
You know what we're talking about. But that feeling, oh gosh.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, it's amazing.
But then sometimes I'm like, I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't think I would ever want someone else to edit it.
No. It just wouldn't feel, yeah, it just wouldn't feel the same. Mm. It's like, it's even nice, like, re-listening to the episode.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think, like, I say this all the time, but Vic is hilarious. But you lot don't even know, like, the levels to how funny Vic is. Like, you lot
are missing
out on some quality.
Are you talking about the jokes that can't make content? Because it could get us in trouble. Yes. I wish I could share, you know, but we can't. Those unsaid lives kind of jokes. Oh yeah, the Instagram live should be coming soon, man. The girls are requesting for it.
You know what? I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, when is the last time we did a live? And when we last did a live, we were like, oh yeah, like we're gonna keep doing them again. And we didn't. So we apologize.
Honestly, working 9 to 5 is not even, it's not small things.
I'm gonna be joining you again. And I'm nervous. I'm actually worse.
At least you have give you some sense of stability.
I know.
You know.
It's like, obviously, shift work is long dead. Waking up at 3:30 in the morning, not on. Night shifts dead. But it's like having, at times anyway, 4 or 5 days off at a time. I mean, yeah, you know.
That's nice.
And it's like, you know, like, if you need to go post office or you need to do food shopping or you need doctor's appointments or whatever, it's like, yes, you can get time off for doctor's appointments, whatever. But
yeah,
it's like being able to do that during the day
is so much easier. That's why I like working from home. Because like my work is like literally work from home forever.
Yeah.
So if I need to go post office or if I need to go doctor's,
you can just do it in your break or whatever. But yeah, I'm looking forward to having a bit more of a routine as well. And just knowing like what my weekends are going to look like in advance and stuff. So
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's going to be a change.
Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber needs to let go of this hair. Let go and let go, sir.
I'm scared to see it. What
these
is
locks?
It? No.
He's got lockets in his hair, bruv.
Has he? What's he doing?
What?
What's going on
here? Because people around him aren't telling him no, innit? And if you say anything, he'll say that you're a hater.
Yeah.
Let go and let God. Let go and let God.
No.
Yeah. Let go and let God.
Okay, but why does it look cute?
You're the kind of people that's encouraging him to do it.
No, but that particular hairstyle is cute.
But that's it. When he hairs that, that's what they all have to hair is, oh, it looks kind of cute. They say, oh God, that's all I need. Looks bad. Very bad. Leanne from Little Mix released her doc.
Yeah, did you watch it?
Race and I can't remember what it's called now. Yeah, I watched it.
What did you think?
Shout out to Nikki. Okay, so this is what I think. I think the doc is good. So the outrage came because before the doc was called Racism and Colorism, something like that. It had a working title of that. And I wasn't happy about that because I felt like this is from what she identified before, a mixed race woman. She's coming to do a doc on colorism. I was like, this is making no sense. It's making no sense. And she's never spoke about these issues or anything like that. So it made no sense to me. However, I do appreciate her because I think she's in such a successful girl band, one of the biggest girl bands in the world. She talks about racism. And a lot of people in her position would never. They'll just be like, well, I'm here. I'm the lucky one. Yeah. I'm going to keep it simple. But she talks about it and she knows that her fan base is predominantly white. She knows what a huge impact she's making. I will always applaud her for that. I think she's wonderful for that. When I saw the working title, I said, I don't know. But I said, I remember saying in a podcast, let me watch it first. Because I had a few publications reach out to me, be like, can you come and write? I said, what? Write about what? I've not seen it. That's how they come and say, we got you on 4K. Nobody's getting me anywhere, bruv. Let me watch it first. Watched it. I said, yeah, it's good. I feel like, you know, I feel like when she had an interview with Nikki, She basically watched it on BBC YouTube, BBC Free YouTube for the interview of Nikki. Please, guys, go watch it. Support Nikki. She's such a don. She's amazing. Live a legend. But she said, it looks like that title wasn't by Leanne. It was like someone in BBC that made that title.
Yeah.
I said, okay, everything's making sense. And then Leanne was like, I wish we didn't go with that title. So the doc, the way they explore colorism was... It wasn't the central part, but she spoke to stars like Keisha from the Sugar Babes, Neo, Alexandra Burke. They all shared their experiences with colorism. They had Ray, the mixed race singer who does like kind of like poppy-ish music. And she spoke about how like being white passing people, she, you know, you're able to use that to your advantage and how people look at her. Even how she's changed her style of music. She said she started off R&B, but she feels like pop sells and it's more, you know, the way she looks. I was like, this is mad. But just hearing all these women talk about their experiences was just really heartbreaking. And then Leanne herself talking about how sometimes she'll be at like a book signing or whatnot and fans will walk past her. I say,
oh my gosh.
I'm telling other girls to get up and leave. We're all going together because it's not me that you're doing, you're blanking.
Walking past, you know.
No, come back. Are we even gonna call the youth?
Jade and Perry are not gonna unite.
Jazz, I'm calling you back. Excuse me, do you not want to take a photo with me? Come back right here. Don't you know that I'm a senior member of this band?
What? No, that's rough.
Sick.
That is rough.
Sick, sickening. And do you know what? Sometimes I do think there's stuff she probably can't tell us.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because sometimes I think about my experiences with racism. I'm like, I can't tell y'all. Because some people gonna come for me. We shouldn't even laugh. But some people gonna come for me. But yeah, it was sad. But I feel like sometimes with these documentaries, I don't really think they're made for us, black people. I think it's great that these conversations are happening. I think it's made for white people. Yeah. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
I think it's made for them to kind of enlighten themselves and see that this is what black people are going through.
And I really hope the racist little mixers, they really watch it and take heed as well.
100%.
Because you've been clocked.
Yeah. Walking past. We think we didn't notice you. We noticed, bruv. Come back. Come back and get your poster signed by Leanne. Idiot. And you're that small and you think you can be racist. You think we're going to allow it because you're five. Come back, your big head.
I'm finished. You didn't have to call them big head.
I did, actually. I had to. What I did think was sad was how a lot of mixed race people are brought up. Not even a lot. Let me not say a lot and generalize, but some mixed race people are brought up where they're actually taught to be colorblind.
Yeah.
Like her dad was like, you know, what was her dad saying? Like, and I saw this in the other interview she had with the Channel 4 doc, where her dad was kind of like, that this rhetoric of, it doesn't matter about your race. And her parents would never told her, you have to work twice as hard because you're black or you're mixed. Like, it was never that combo, she said.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. In my household,
yeah, I was going to say that. Did you ever have that conversation? Because I don't think I did.
But not even that conversation, but like, you know, like your parents, not even that, but it's like my parents made me aware that maybe it was more of an immigrant thing, but it was kind of like, this is not even, my parents used to, this is not our country. So if you think you're going to go and follow those white people and do bad gang, you find yourself in prison, then they're not going to find themselves in prison. Or they used to say to me certain things like, you know, you're black, like, utilize this country to the best of your ability. Like, when my dad used to hear that white people didn't want to go to university, like, when my dad met my boyfriend and he was like, oh, I'm not too sure I want to go uni because it's been, he said, my dad said, you know, uni's free in this country. I know it's not free, it's not even free.
But what he meant is it's easy. Yeah. Like, if you want to go to uni, it's easy, isn't it?
He's like, and actually, my boyfriend went to uni because of my dad, basically. He was like, It's not free. It's free in this country. You don't have to stress yourself. He's so right. In Nigeria, you have to go and find money from somewhere to go and bring it to the table. And like, I, because of my parents' outlook, I don't see my student debt as debt. I don't see, What's that concerning me?
Imagine us being our six-figure babes and thinking about paying off our student.
I'm mad, no.
I'm even waiting until that 25 years runs out.
Exactly.
You're not seeing that money. You're
seeing a dime.
You're not seeing that whole dime anyway.
Absolutely not.
You're taking some of it, but
yeah,
you're not seeing that whole dime.
There's no way. It's not even on my chest. Of all the worries I have in this world, that's not on there. Sorry. I do think what is outstanding is disgusting.
Yes.
50 something grand I have.
Yeah, I feel like it's not going down. It's not going down enough for me.
I think it's increasing.
Yeah.
I think mine's increasing. I think it is. Because how many years have I left uni? It's 50.
Oh my gosh. I saw my friend yesterday and she made me deep that our first year of uni was like 9 years ago.
And mine's still.
I want to vomit.
Yeah, I know. It's mad, isn't it? It's mad. What are we talking about? My mind's really piss poor. Oh, Leanne's doc. Yeah. I think it's good. I think it's got good effort. Oh yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Mixed people being
colorblind.
And I really want us to have, I need to reach out to them again, the girls from Mixed Up Pod. Because I want them to talk about their experiences. And they've got a book out as well. And yeah, like in my household, it's just like there was just pride of being black, pride of being Nigerian, but always knowing that you're not the same as white people. You're not the same as like, if you think that you're gonna go on the grand you bad guy, you're gonna get clocked. It was always that kind of vibe, but it was always like if you slip up in school, like they're not gonna forgive you, sort of thing. Where they could forgive other people, or like when my brothers got in trouble and they were play fighting or those kind of fights, you need to watch out because you might get in trouble, but they might not get in trouble. Or I don't know. It was just the wording was just. It was there.
Yeah.
And I was thankful that it was there because I didn't go into society being so blindsided. And it's crazy because even though I lived in Essex, I was still aware that racism, or not even just racism, I was still aware that, well, there's a lot of white people here. And maybe it was because I came from East London, where it was like very diverse. And I came to Essex where it's like, I was never kind of like, wow. I don't know how to explain it, but I was never on a. It never shocked. I don't know how to explain it at all. But I was never shocked. Nah, I don't know how to explain it.
How do you mean, like, the fact that you were now in a predominantly white area, it wasn't shocking for you? It wasn't a culture shock for you?
No, or? But I never let that allow me to think I'm one of them.
Okay.
But maybe if I grew up that way, maybe I would have been. Because you know some black people, when they grew up predominantly white, they kind of even forget they're black.
Yeah.
I don't mean that to be rude, but like they kind of feel
but,
like.
But it's not necessarily their fault sometimes.
It's not,
because as well, like with my mum, bless her, not even in a bad way. Obviously, I grew up in East London, very, very, very diverse. So she might have felt like it's not necessary to have those conversations about, you know, how hard it is being black or whatever. She just wanted me to work hard. And because I was already working hard, I was good at school and all of that stuff. It's like she felt like, okay, I don't need to necessarily worry. But I do wish, you know, you gave me a little bit of a heads up that, you know, life is peak.
You'll be racist. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially like when I did go to college, and that's when I realized like I'm not like y'all niggas, because you lot got money, you lot have the
class.
You lot have that generational, you lot have that my granddad passed away and left me a house kind of money.
Yeah, I'll never forget when I served this girl and she said, "Yeah, my nan's just gave me deposit for flats."
Exactly. That's when I realized there are levels to this society. And I feel like people or black people that grow up in a predominantly white area, their parents might not necessarily think, oh, I need to have that conversation with them. They think maybe it's easier if I just
allow them to assimilate.
Yes.
Yeah. But sometimes I just don't want my kids to ever forget themselves. But it's not even that conversation. I know people are like, I don't want to scare them, but like, I don't want them to even be, I don't want my kids to go around this world being like, there's something different. I can't put my finger on it. And I've not told them, listen.
It's about what the racism. Lesser evil is, isn't it? Is it a lesser evil to have them eventually have that culture shock of, wow, I'm different? Or is it a lesser evil to just have them try and figure themselves out? And I don't know.
But it was just like little things. Like when her dad was like, she said to her dad, like, you know, parents don't want to come up to me and stuff like that. And the dad was just like, stop moaning, like, toughen up, like that. Like, I know if I told my parents, like, it's because you're black.
Yeah.
I know for a fact, like, I've put to my parents about, like, racism I've had at work, and they've been like, yes. Yes. It is 100% because, like, before I've even finished the sentence, my mom's like, yes! Racist! Like, my mom knew. She's like, yeah, of course. Yes, 110%. And that was comforting because I had people that understand, but my parents are kind of like, no matter where you go, you are gonna have those kind of people. So you need to look at the benefits. Does this outweigh the benefits? Can you firm it?
Yeah.
Sort of thing. But just made me realize that I'm very lucky to have parents who kind of can tell me rather than parents who are kind of like
dismissive.
Yeah, or just like. Like, and it's also the money thing. I think sometimes people think that money takes away your troubles. Money doesn't take away racism.
It doesn't.
So she was saying something like, people are going to be like, oh, this privileged girl, you know, in privileged position. She's rich. Why is she making this talk? Money doesn't take away racism. It really doesn't. And even when her fellow band member, Jade, I think she said she was Yemen and I can't remember where she was from, but she's mixed as well. Mm. I think she's mixed. I don't want to identify her wrong, but I think she is. And she was saying how when her grandparent, who is connected to that side of her family, passed away, it felt like that whole culture was gone.
Wow.
So when she came to London, she 18, came from Newcastle, from a white, predominantly white place, to London to be a pop star. You're in a different world, you're in a bubble. So she just was basically presented as white person throughout.
Yeah.
And she never really clocked it. Until someone said it to her, and she's like, oh. I was like, oh my God, what kind of life? Like,
that is insane.
People should be taught about their heritage. Like, be proud. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's
scary. What a shame.
Like, but I always
I definitely need to watch it.
I always send Jazz, not always, but I always see funny videos of mixed race kids doing stuff. And I'm like, Jazz, is this what my kids gonna be like?
I know.
What was the one that we saw that I sent you that was kept saying, my daddy black, my daddy black, my daddy black? And this guy literally, was it Logic?
Oh, Logic, yeah.
And I was like, Jazz, is this what my child's gonna be like on the internet? And Jazz was like, please, Victoria, no. And I'm like, I'm scared. What the fuck is this?
Oh gosh. Yeah, that one was weird.
And he was like, I'm half oppressive, I'm half oppressor.
Yeah.
I said, hey God, what am I going to do?
For anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, there's basically a compilation. It's somewhere on social media, somewhere on Twitter, it might be on YouTube by now, but there's like a compilation of the rapper Logic. And it's like, it's a compilation of how many times he mentions that he's mixed race or half black. And there is literally, it was like 2 minutes to the point where I thought it was one song.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like, fair enough. He's making a song about, but it's literally several different songs, interviews where he's talking about being half black and what that means.
It's like, it's okay.
It's actually okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. We get it.
I just want to say a quick thing on Palestine. Free Palestine. What is happening there is absolutely so sad. And we see you people that are protesting, raising your voice. We see you, we're here with you, we stand with you. And also, if you guys don't know what to do, please do your research. Please write to your MPs, your local MPs as well. Please donate where you can. Please sign petitions. Also in Colombia, there's police brutality happening over there, guys. Please, again, do research. Please sign petitions. Please write to your local MPs. Your voice matters. Let's not let these people who are protesting, let's not let their work go in vain. Let's support them. Yeah, it's just, I just see all these tragedies on the internet and I'm just like, Jesus, be with us. Please be with us. Like what's happening in Colombia is like, people are kind of standing up against the government.
Yeah.
And
I just feel like,
was it, did it start because they were trying to raise taxes? I think.
Yeah, there was a reform. Yeah, and it just meant like the salaries that are already low are going to be lower. So it was just like, and it just makes it sad that people have to come out and stand for themselves, and then they're getting in trouble for standing for themselves. Yeah. Ugh, just a mess. But yeah, I'm just praying that God can pull us through all these horrible, horrendous things that's happening in the world. But yeah, guys, we see you. We're with you. We've not got much left of the episode, guys, because I have to jet.
Yeah.
But yeah, anything else you want to talk about real quick, Jazz? Friends is coming back.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the Friends reunion. We'll talk
about this probably more next week.
Yeah.
Is it the 17th? No, that's Monday. It's 26th, I think.
You're going to be so gassed, innit?
Why is all the celebrity guests not black? Not one.
What did that thing... I need to read it word for word because it was hilarious. Let me find it word for word.
That host season podcast said, even with the celebrities cameos, even now, they said no blacks, please. Even now.
They said, we appreciate... So this is the Game of Friends podcast. We appreciate the commitment to keeping black people out of this. This is none of our business.
This is none of our business. Okay, cool. You are rude.
Oh, I've never seen someone put something so eloquently.
Oh, we didn't even get to talk about Portia.
Oh. I don't even watch that shit, but I couldn't believe it. They might even make me fuck around and watch the whole thing. But it's too much. Every time I think about watching The Real Housewives, I'm like, I'm sure there's like 20 seasons by now, and I can't.
I was going to watch it when that YouTuber, what's her name again? That YouTuber joined.
Latoya Forever.
When she joined, but then I was like, it's not even for you.
I don't have the energy.
It's just a mess.
I can't do it.
Why do we put cereals in containers?
Cereals? Can you hear my belly?
What's going on?
Can you hear it's mad?
What's going on?
It's my period belly.
Are you getting period as well?
I'm like on day 4 now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you know how mad my period was? You know when I messaged you?
Yeah.
That was just PDD, whatever it was, PMS, whatever it was. I still hadn't started. No. I was so stressed that I would have started today.
No. But I told you our things are aligning. I know, like when you told me, PMDD, I was like, that means mine is coming.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I don't know. I don't know if it's the gin as well, but it's like my belly today has been very unsettled and it's just making bare noise. So I apologize if you can hear it on the pod as well. Hopefully you can't.
It's not easy.
It's not at all.
Also, quick one before we leave. I think people forget we're in lockdown. So when I went to Costa last week, some guy, he was so close that he was trying to lip sync. I looked at him and said, no, step back. As soon as I looked at him, he stepped back. I was like, what? I was like, you coming to lip sync me? But now Boris says social distances. I know people are going to come and be inside my clothes.
I was really paranoid. So you know, like when they started saying like, oh, black people are predominantly affected and stuff. I was like, now I'm feeling like you lot are getting close to me on purpose. I'm like, the way you're stepping over my shoulder to get into the shelf and all of that, it's not acceptable.
Yeah.
Like, are you trying to kill me? Anyways,
I gotta go, guys. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Catch that Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_bw.
I'm on Vic Sunusi on Instagram, Victoria Sunusi on Twitter. You can follow us on TikTok. We have 11,000 followers now. Yay! 20K on en route. That feels like a massive goal.
20K, what do you call it? Road to 20K.
Oh, I'm tired.
And road to 4K on Instagram.
Woohoo! Nearly on 1K on YouTube. We're at 800 subscribers now. Make some noise.
Who wants to be our 1,000th subscriber?
Please be
and
you.
And make us a YouTube partner.
Yeah. We need to keep plugging our YouTube because we actually put 4 episodes on there. Not all 4 episodes, but when we have guests.
Yeah.
So whenever we have a guest, just know that it's going to be on YouTube. So we plugged that again next week when we have.
But it's Black Girls Living.
Yeah, it's Black Girls Living. Subscribe, do the notification bell. You get the notifications ASAP. Leave us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app.
And ACOS app too. Please, I beg you, if you get to this point of the podcast, go leave us a review in Jesus' name, please.
Amen.
Please leave us a review. If you love us, please leave us a review. It encourages us and it shows other people when they check it out. Okay, this is a real podcast with real listeners. It's not fake, yes. Not bogus.
Yes.
It's not just their family, yes. Streaming. It's real people.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for the
love.
Thank you. Take it easy. Have a blessed
Take
week.
Take it easy. Bye.